Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori.
If it's trending, we're talking about it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the TKO podcast. And look at this nonsense that is going on right here. And we're not doing any full screens of that. I cannot believe. Do y'all, America, believe this? Do y'all believe what my co-host is rocking? Hey, explain yourself, partner.
I mean, what is there to explain? What was obvious don't need to be talked about, bro. Listen, the Sixers should not have been in this situation, okay? And to prevent any further embarrassment in trying to wreck my city, I decided to jump ship.
So are you announcing right here on this podcast that you have relinquished your Sixers fandom and now you're going to join the Atlanta Hawks? That is going to be your new squad? Is that what you're telling us?
Well, first of all, let's be clear and then I'll be honest, okay? Let's be clear. I'm not a Sixers fan. I'm a Philadelphia fan. I'm a Philadelphia native. I will always rep for my city. But when you wrong, you wrong, bro. And a true story behind the jersey is I was born on January 15th, so that's why I'm repping MLK. And then on the back is number 20, Collins, who played them last night, and matter of fact, throughout the series. And Collins is my maiden name. So that's the story behind the jersey. It just seems fitting to wear it right now. I'm just saying. But never a Sixers fan, but I tried to rep. You go back, watch the past couple podcasts since my return. I tried to rep for Philly. I tried to rep for the Sixers. I tried to hold on to where you were coming from. But if you also go back a little bit further, you know that I've always said Ben Simmons is not who everyone thinks he is. We've always had a Ben Simmons problem. And although Doc brought the veteran coaching that we needed, desperately needed, and he maybe did all he could do, Doc Rivers also has the issue showing up in the playoffs. And, you know, by this time, everybody's seen the stats, the numbers, you know, he blows leads, he's not successful in clinching series. You know, so history speaks for itself. Sometimes you got to take facts for what they are. Now, we both know I always say facts are not always true. All facts not true. But in this circumstance, Doc was just being Doc. He's not a in-game adjustment type coach. He doesn't know how to make those adjustments. He has almost as bad as a substitution problem as Brett Brown had. He's just not great at that. Let me finish. You don't even know what you're disagreeing with yet.
Statement. Go ahead.
He didn't play Maxey enough. You got to deal with Ben Simmons. It doesn't matter that he's a superstar. You can't leave him in a game, with the exception of the last 2 minutes of a fourth quarter, especially in a game seven, when they were essentially performing. They did hack a Ben maybe in two games, and it messed with his mental so bad. The man had 5 points in 36 minutes. No fourth quarter shots. He passed up on an open dunk. Bro, that is not you're a role player at this point.
Well, I mean, yes, that was horrible, but we know that, Washington, we know that. I believe, as many other people believe, that this is psychological. This has nothing to do with talent. This has nothing to do with he can't do it. This is a, you know, we're not doctors or anything like that, but just what we can see, that there is something missing right now. And that is mentally. So that has nothing to do with
that would be a showing in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what's missing.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Take your little MLK jersey. You know what you can do with that.
No, nice. I agree. One of the main coaching philosophies, if you're a coach worth your salt, is basketball and maybe a lot of other sports, but basketball is 10% physical, 90% mental, which is why people taunt you when you're at the free throw line, which is why you don't see more players talking than NBA players during a game. You know what I mean? So it is, basketball is a head game because it's a strategic game. More, you know, the physicals, the dunking, the speed and all that, those are physical attributes that you can develop and all those things. And then there are people with natural born talent. And then, you know, hard work has to take over at some point. But come on, man, a game seven in the playoffs. If your head's not there, you got to take him out the game. He proved himself to be useless.
Okay. All right. So I feel like this is going in many directions. So. Obviously, you brought up Doc and you brought up Ben Simmons. I'll get back to those points in a minute, but I want to talk about the overall Atlanta series. Number one, the main reason why the Sixers lost this game, this series, there are two main reasons that stick out. One was turnovers. No, it was turnovers. Turnovers. Turnovers was a thing that was happening during the Brett Brown era. It was one of our weakest things. And these were not forced turnovers. Atlanta did not force. They did not figure us out and say, okay, we're going to play the passing lanes. These were unforced errors. Okay. And it started in game one. Okay. And it reared its ugly head in game seven. Number two, the main reason why we lost this series is that but in a prior podcast, I said, you know what? The difference with this Sixers team is that they know how to close. It don't matter if a team comes back on them. They know how to finish. If you remember that, I brought that up in the podcast. I said, I felt like Keisha last year. I felt like last year the Sixers would have lost all those games. This year, they're a different team. And you were like, yep, you're right. And what happened was it reverted back to an ugly time in our era of turnovers and not being able to finish and close it out.
Do you know what causes that, Ori, when you don't have a true point guard? Ben Simmons is not a point guard. He should have never come into the league as a point guard. He shouldn't have been the Sixers point guard for as long as he was. And he is the point guard problem.
If you want
to argue, that's what leads to all the turn. Come on, man. He gave up the ball before he got to half court.
Keisha, almost every play. How is it that you can say the problem is a point guard when that point guard helped them get to the 26-point lead? So you're good. So
he also helped them lose it.
But Keisha, how do you get there? So you can't say that.
Because he's not consistent.
But Keisha, how did they get the 26-point lead?
You want to give Ben Simmons that credit?
Well, you're taking it away from him. I said the reason why.
I mean, if you want to give it to him, that's fine. But he also lost the games.
But what I'm saying, but he also helped each other out.
So he renders himself useless.
So then there we go. So that's what I'm saying. So the point is mute because you're saying the reason why they lost the lead is because of the point guard, and I'm saying the reason why they had the lead is because of the point guard. So both of us are two things can be true at the same time. So at the end of the day,
my statement is truer because they lost.
How's it truer?
So that's the biggest issue.
Wait, it's not
because true. Who cares if you get a 26-point lead if you lose it?
No, who cares? No. If they never had it, who cares?
Anyway, who cares if you had it? You lost it.
Look, I said also on a podcast years ago that we had two podcasts. One, I said most pressure on the six had the most pressure was Ben Simmons. You disagree with me, blah, 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 blah. I have been proven right about that. Number two,
he put that pressure on himself because he can't shoot. He has no work ethic. He can't shoot free throws.
Let me finish. Okay, calm down. Number two, what I said was Ben Simmons has to be the best player on the Sixers for them to win a championship. And then I was like, you know what? This year, the Sixers were actually, I said, you know what? The Sixers are actually a good team. We all thought they were good enough to win a championship. So this is my thing. With everybody talking about Ben Simmons, why the hell were we all invested in this team? We all believed that this Sixers team could win this championship this year. And we all knew how kind of player that Ben Simmons was. We all did. I stopped giving my passion and my intensity and waiting for Ben to do that. I gave that up a long time ago. I accepted what he was. I accepted it. Now, what the things I accepted to what happened in the playoffs are even worse. I did not see that. And none of us saw that. We all saw what we saw. We all said, okay, like I was on a, okay, this is what Ben Simmons is. I'm not investing. I'm not going to expect him to do more because I don't expect it. He clearly doesn't want to do that. And there, and a lot of y'all were like, he needs to do this. He needs to do this. While also saying the Sixers can win a chip. So y'all all agree that Ben Simmons need to do all these things.
Wait,
but y'all all
time
agree.
Time out. You saying y'all. You have to clarify that that y'all does y'all, not involve me.
Keisha, did you?
You must mean you and your
Keisha,
friend.
Keisha, did you or did you not think the Sixers had a legitimate chance to win a championship? I'm not saying they were going to win
if
it. Asking you a simple question. You watched the games this season.
Cylinders click, yes, but okay, all then. Cylinders never click. So
no.
I wasn't. Remember, because you said, remember, no, bro, the last couple podcasts, one of, if it wasn't the last one before, you were like, yeah, we got to get ready for that parade. And I was like, I wouldn't go there just yet.
I didn't say what's happening. I said that's what we're working towards. I didn't say it was going to happen. I didn't say, oh, it's going to happen. I said, this is a new season.
And
this
then reality kicks in. You know, Embiid, I will say this. I wasn't impressed. I don't think he gave a complete performance. I think he was gassed a little bit.
Okay.
I think fatigue got the best of him. And also his foul chasing is the issue that they
what
need
foul
to work
chasing?
On. All he does is chase fouls, man. Come on, stop it. And it's going to lead to a serious
stop
injury
right there.
At some point.
Stop
no,
right
bro.
There.
No, I'm not. No.
Wait. Just I'm gonna let you finish your point. Was Embiid the only player in that series to foul chase? Wasn't there somebody else? Who else was doing it?
You talking about Trae Young?
That ain't right. Absolutely.
But listen. Trae Young got. He doesn't have to fall as far. Like, Embiid.
No. You didn't bring up falling.
Embiid
chased fouls
to where he could legit hurt himself.
Chasing.
He does some
Trae
of the
Young
dumbest
the
things.
Same, acting, swinging off,
bumping. But that's different.
It's
that's
not
different.
Trae
Young. And let's be clear. The NBA is trying to clean that up with their, it's called the unnatural shot.
Man, get the
it's
hell
called
out
the
here.
Unnatural shot. So yeah. They're going to look at it this summer to change it because three-point shooters do tend to do that. They chase.
That's
contorting your body to get a foul versus going up in the air and to try to stop dunking mid dunk,
don't matter.
So you can get a foul call. You can bring serious bodily harm to yourself. And all I'm saying is, he falls so far to the ground to get a foul. It's just mind blowing that he risks his body like that.
But
I'm saying.
Okay,
he's a foul chaser.
But,
he's too big to do that.
But,
it is so obvious.
But the referees did a terrible job. He was fouled.
No, we're not blaming this one worse.
I said they did a terrible
two
job.
Two things led to this situation. Two people. Doc Rivers. In-game adjustments.
Okay.
They got to look at that seriously. That's
that?
A problem.
Can we talk about
that's
that?
That's a problem.
Let's talk
and
about
two.
Okay.
Ben Simmons. I know everybody's saying it's like a catchphrase at this point. He's got to go.
Okay.
Or you need to bring an actual 2 and 3 superstar in to help him beat. Because right now he don't have it. Tobias was doing good. I don't know if he got tired. He disappeared. You can't put Shake Milton in the game for 5 minutes and expect him to do anything. You can't play Maxi 10, 15 minutes with the energy he brings. You got to put him in there from the jump. Give that young man some – let him know that you need him. Let him go out there and do his thing. He plays with no fear.
All right.
He should have got more minutes.
Let's talk about. Let's talk about
who Doc. You want to talk about.
Let's talk about Doc substitutions, because you had said it. And I've been wanting to get at that statement. Okay, Keisha, who did they lose in the Atlanta series?
Oh, Green?
Thank you. Yes.
You think Green made that big of a difference?
Was a huge loss, and I'm going to tell you why. Absolutely. Number one, because Danny Green is the type of guy that you can leave on the floor for offense and defensive reasons. Seth Curry played his ass off, but he was a defensive liability, okay? Danny Green would have been the one guarding Herter and all those other guys. That was a huge loss. Huge loss.
When Danny Green was playing, he was guarding Trae Young, who blew by him every chance
Game
he got.
One. And then what happened? Doc made the adjustment. So there you go with the Doc. So when people say,
what
Doc,
was the adjustment?
Who he put on? Ben Simmons and then Thibault. And it worked. It worked game two.
And then Thibault went in the game. And hit the ball while he's shooting a three like an idiot. Like, come on. Like, that's what happens when you play these guys for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at crucial moments. You can't put people in cold like that. They don't have that type of in-game experience.
Thibault played 22 minutes. Thibault was a person they brought off the bench all the time. So, okay, so let's talk about this.
He wasn't a game changer.
Keisha, losing Danny Green was huge because who did they have to start, Keisha? Who did they start? And his replacement.
They should have started Maxey.
But who did they start?
Korkmaz?
Yes, Korkmaz. Who is what? A defensive liability. A defensive liability.
Right, I wouldn't have started Korkmaz.
Okay.
So that is a coaching decision
issue. That's right. That's a coaching decision issue. So we're going to talk about some of the Doc moves. When he brought in Shake Milton in game two, he pushed the right button in that one. That helped him win the damn game.
That was because Shake was trying to get his minutes back up. But
you can't.
That was a one-time performance. That was a one-time performance. I don't think Shake is worth his salt.
But you,
I don't think Shake is worth his salt.
No, I'm talking about Doc. I'm only talking about the moves that Doc made. That was a good move. Doc saw something. He went with the guy, and it worked. It helped him win a basketball game. Number two.
That was good luck.
No, it was no good luck. That's a championship coach making a championship type of decision. That was a great move.
Then why didn't he do it again?
What do you mean, why didn't he do it again?
Why didn't he get them minutes again?
He tried to push that button last night, and that button didn't work. He tried that one again.
With 5 minutes left in the game.
He brought Shake in the fourth, at the beginning of the with fourth 5 minutes quarter. Left. And the only
one put a man in the game, 5 minutes left in the game, Keisha, seven in the fourth quarter.
I think Doc went into this game. He didn't want to play game seven. He didn't want to have to play 10 guys. But he saw that the team was tight. He saw that the team was missing shots. He saw that the team was energy. So he had to expand his bench. He didn't go into
it.
They
should have ended this series in game five.
Absolutely. They should have ended in game five. They should have won game four in Atlanta and close it out in game five.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay. So Doc made enough great coaching moves to help them win that. Doc made enough moves for this team to win the series. I ain't blaming Doc. It's on the players. No, F that. Y'all want to blame Brett Brown last year? No, none of this nonsense. No, we're going to take it out on these players. Enough with the damn Doc Rivers. I don't care what Doc Rivers did with the Clippers. I don't care about that. That's irrelevant. It's not the same thing.
It matters.
No. Two things can be true, and two things that look similar cannot be true. So I'm not blaming that. It has nothing to do with Doc. Doc made enough good coaching decisions. Some worked and some didn't. Hey, Nate McMillan on the other side, he made some great moves, but he didn't. All his moves weren't great either.
He was playing without his best defender, Philadelphia's own DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. Atlanta's worst defensively than Washington.
They took out the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, so do the Clippers, but it's terrible.
It matters.
It's terrible.
Has to change.
Yes. Okay. So that's another thing. Yeah, I debunked.
What has to change?
Okay, you want to move on to what has to change? Well, clearly, they have to do something with Ben Simmons. They either got to fix him or get rid of him.
You can't fix him. He's got to go.
You can't say you can't fix him.
Can't fix him.
Are you?
Can't fix him.
So let me ask you something.
Can't fix him.
Who's your favorite basketball player right now in NBA?
Who's my favorite basketball player?
Yeah, you know who it is. Just say his name.
You're wasting time. Obviously, you have some ulterior motive, so I'm going to just go with what you want me to say, which is LeBron James, best player in NBA.
All right. Keisha, do you recall a series, NBA Finals, Miami Heat versus the Dallas Mavericks? Do you recall that? Do you remember what happened in that series?
Maybe.
LeBron James was terrible. He was frozen. He was scared to shoot. He was scared.
I mean, why use this moment as a hate LeBron moment?
No. And people said, that's it. It's over for him. He will never win anything. That's what he
never said. It was over for Ben Simmons. What I'm saying is, for the role they want him to play on the Sixers.
How do you know? Don't tell me he can't. He's 25 years old, man. He's in year one of a max contract.
How long has his shooting been an issue?
What do you mean?
Since he's been here, his shooting has always been an issue. Can't shoot.
Well, wait. That's not.
And now it's led into his free throw shooting.
Here you go. Now you work with me. The shooting is not the issue. Let me ask you, can Giannis shoot, Keisha?
For a big man, yeah.
No, he cannot. No, he can't.
For a big man? You talking about free throws?
He's worse. If it wasn't for Ben Simmons,
he's not down some threes occasionally.
No.
But you—that's apples and oranges, bro. I don't think you should ever compare a forward to. I don't think positions are comparable.
They're both the same guy. They're 7 feet tall.
No. No, they're not the same guy.
Yes, they are.
Not the same player.
Yes, they are.
You're not the same player.
Tell me what the difference is. Okay, just because Giannis doesn't bring up the ball—is that what you're saying? That's the difference.
The difference is Giannis is in the finals.
He needs a conference finals.
Right.
Okay. And here's the thing. Hold up. How long they been knocking on that door? Miami beat the hell out of them last year. And everybody said,
Not as long as we have.
And everybody thought it was
how
over.
Long we've been trusting the process. Hang on.
Let me tell you. Okay.
We've been trusting the process longer than Giannis has been.
No. Miami. Okay. Milwaukee has been on this train before the Sixers. Milwaukee, first of all, Giannis is the two-time MVP, number one. Number two, they choked two Eastern Conference Finals away. So people were like, okay, that's it for them. We got to get him help. Giannis can't do it by himself. He is not the guy. So what did he have to do? They had to get Jrue Holiday this year. And actually, Jrue had a terrible playoff. He lucky just hit some lucky shots in game seven.
They'll be lucky to beat the Hawks at this point. They're not showing up either. But they did enough.
That's my point.
They did enough.
That's my
their
point.
Superstars, their main players showed up. They didn't choke in game seven.
Okay. I don't think
that's the difference.
Ben Simmons didn't choke. He just didn't do, he didn't even attempt to choke.
He didn't choke.
No, he just
decided to put on his uniform and not play.
Pretty much. He was mentally frozen. He wouldn't even do enough to let himself choke.
So at that point, do you leave him in the game?
Yeah, because you need defense, because you need it. That's the thing about it. Yes, you had to leave him in the game. But if you look at game six, they took him out. They took him out the game. So Doc did that. Doc said, okay. One day you're going
to take him out the game enough.
What you mean to take him out the game enough?
He took him out longer than that.
Okay, Keisha. So you take out Ben Simmons. Who are you going to put out there to guard Trae Young then?
Maxie.
Man, get the hell out of here. You know he can't guard him. Come on, Keisha, stop it. He can't guard him. He's not big enough. And he's too unorthodox.
It's not about being big, it's about footwork.
Keisha, he's a rookie. He can't stay with him. Maxie, do you think? Okay, but Keisha, I'm gonna tell you why. Ben Simmons is an all defensive team player. Maxie's
so
not.
You're talking about, first of all, the last two games, Trae Young didn't really show up. He didn't do half as much as he did in the beginning of the series. Yeah, so and Atlanta was still in the game. So he wasn't as much of a threat. He was tired at that point, just like everybody else was. I mean, game
seven.
It had
nothing to do with Ben Simmons' defense. Ben Simmons.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I don't think you got to give somebody else a chance if you need that offense. So, the problem is the Sixers could never put the Hawks away. They have too many more shooters than the Sixers did than to sit there and risk the entire game on maybe Ben Simmons will shoot the ball, maybe Ben Simmons will make a free throw. You can't count on those moments when the Hawks are knocking down threes. At that point, I don't care about defense on Trae Young. I need somebody to get in the game and score, and it wasn't Ben. He needed to go.
Okay, so you take Ben Simmons out the game, right? It's a tight game.
You think that's going to make Trae Young hot?
And you goddamn right, it's going to make him. Now the lead is going to be 10. Then what you going to do then?
What difference does it make? You only need 1 point to lead. Put somebody in there that's going to cool the Hawks off, so we can get some points on the board. You could play all the defense in the world, but if you're not scoring, you're not going to win a game.
I disagree.
We can disagree, but clearly your way of thinking got us here, right? Because apparently you agree with the decisions Doc made.
No, I said Doc made some moves. Unfortunately, there were things out of his control. I thought the only reason why, because I heard a lot of people
coach,
radio
nothing's
talking
out
about,
of your control.
I thought the only I heard a lot of people talking about on the radio today that he played 10 people. How could he? It's because the other guys weren't stepping up. So he had to expand his role. And some of the players look fatigued. They were fatigued. I mean, Tobias Harris had to score 35, man. He missed so many bunnies. Those, I mean, in a back and forth game,
second highest player refuses to shoot the ball. Yeah, your number three can't score 25 right. And is good
so,
enough.
So this is where I'm going to kind of agree with you only on the Ben Simmons part, is that his aggression declined because of the free throw shooting. You're right. So mentally, whatever happened, and actually started in the Washington series, Scott Brooks opened up a can of worms on that one. So that's what started it. Because the one thing about Ben Simmons is that Ben Simmons can easily average 18 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds a game. He can wake up doing that. And to not have that and to put more pressure on the big man, things get a little tight. And that's so I will add that part of the Ben Simmons led to the other guys getting tight. Because Embiid was like, fuck it. You know, Joel Embiid was like, you know, F it. I'm the best player on the team. I got to do what I got to do because my other guy right now is going through something. I'm just going to stay. As long as he stay on defense and me and Tobias and Seth Curry and me and Seth.
When he saw him pass up on that dunk, and Bede's reaction was like,
the whole team,
he's done. Yeah. Everybody, the whole arena was like, this dude is done.
I agree.
He's done. Get him off the court.
But Keisha, it was only like what a 2 minutes left at that point.
Doesn't matter. Okay,
so they took him off the court. What if they won the game? You're saying that Sixers would have won the game. They took him off the court.
I think it was a better possibility.
No, don't give me that. Yes or no? Would they have won the game?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And Maxey played the entire game. I think they would have won.
Maxey's a baby, man. He's not. Like, stop.
I don't
let's
care
stop.
What kind
let's
of baby Maxey.
Let's stop with the Maxey.
Give me a moment when Maxey got in a game and didn't perform.
Keisha, listen to me. So listen.
Give
what
me a
you're
moment.
Saying. Hang on. I'm gonna
no. Give me a moment. No, because you
give
can't say Maxey's a baby. First of all these men are in the NBA. They all getting paid to play. They all getting Keisha. Paid to play from Keisha. Rookies to veterans. So Keisha. What's the point of having a rookie? when you're going to say he's a baby and can't show up for a big moment? That's how rookies become superstars, bro.
Think about this.
You got to give him a shot when your number two guy has shut down. Shit, get somebody out the damn stands to play at that point.
Keisha, Come on,
you telling me Maxie wasn't a viable option?
Keisha, think about this. Yes, he was a viable option, but think about this. Hang on, let me just say this. We're pinning our hopes on Tyler.
No, we're not.
You just said that. That was your overall point. You just said.
No, it wasn't my overall point.
But we're talking about taking Ben Simmons out the game.
Let me not put so much emphasis.
Okay, then.
Maxie.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then.
You have to make an adjustment. Shake Milton.
He won a
game. Somebody,
he won
give
a game.
Somebody,
don't, he won a game. Game.
Give somebody. At this point, give anybody a shot.
But Keisha, that's what Doc was doing. That you're making my
No.
Oh, my God.
You're giving people shots who've already shown who they are. We know who Milton is. We know who Korkmaz is. We know who Thybulle is. If you grab these rookies who are supposed to go out and perform, who can match the energy, I'm not saying Maxie would have won you the series. I'm saying when your second highest paid player, your number two superstar, quits, because that's what he did.
Keisha.
He quit.
Keisha,
put somebody else in a game who wants to play.
Okay.
That's my only point.
Okay, I'm trying to get to your point.
And then you going to lose? You lose.
Okay.
But I'm not going to lose with a man standing under the basket refuses to dunk.
Let me get to your point. You said put somebody else in
the game. You got to understand my point first.
No, I'm trying to get there. That's what I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to answer that. So you say put somebody in the game, Keisha. Who? Doc, that's what Doc was doing. That's why
I told you who.
You said Maxie. But you came back and said, okay, or yeah, I didn't mean that. If we bought Maxie, we were going to win. Let me pull that back. Great. Tell me the other players that would have helped them win the game that Doc didn't pick. Tell me the wrong players.
That's it. I'm not impressed with nobody else.
Thank you.
I know who these other guys are.
Thank
I know who
you.
They are.
So thank you. So then we're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not. You're saying he tried different things. No, he tried the same thing. Listen, we know what they bring in. And then you're going to put them all in the game at the same time? Like that was going to make a difference? Come on. No. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
We definitely have to agree to disagree on this one.
That's how we're going to end it. Nope.
I don't know.
No, you're just going to have to leave it there. Nope. We're just going to end it. Leave both saying no. Nope.
All right. Keisha, we get you out of here on this one. I'm going to get you out of here on this one. What do you think the Sixers, hang on, let me do this first. Real quick, let's wrap this up quick. Get that shit out of here. I don't want to see no ML. And I love Dr. King.
Right, stop disrespecting Martin Luther King. See, that's all right. It means.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all
whatever.
It means.
Whatever. All right. What do you want the Sixers to do this offseason?
Man, I don't waver in my responses. You don't know. Ben Simmons gotta go.
That's it. Ben Simmons gotta go.
See, I'm not going to the extreme as fire Doc. He came in and he was dealing with the same personnel. Ben Simmons is a Dwight Howard, bro. You got you useless.
He turned to it. He turned silly.
LeBron made you look super good. You gotta go.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed with Dwight Howard because he was one of the veteran leaders.
He did not show up.
No. Forget that. He did show up. Instead of real basketball
leadership,
aggression and intimidation and leadership,
he's a clown.
He turned into a clown show.
He's been a clown.
Obviously it was because you need somebody loose to keep you loose and say, this is what you need to do. And obviously it's a bad matchup in Atlanta because they don't really have anybody, but all he really had to do was just come in there, make sure you grab some rebounds and get and ones.
Right.
That was it. That's all he had to do. He didn't have to do the. I mean, I'm good with physical intimidation, but you can't do flagrant fouls, especially when you're him.
And it doesn't always, and as this, I think this series has shown, these young boys, like these young guys on the Atlanta Hawks, they're not scared of these guys no more. Like that whole, like, respect the veteran, like when, you know, rookies used to come in and play against Jordan and Pippen and Ewing, you know what I'm saying? There was a respect factor. These guys are coming here, they don't care about Dwight Howards and, you know, LeBron's even. They want to go in there. They want their names. They want people wearing their jerseys. So that respect and fear that he thought he was going to impart on these young guys in Atlanta did not work at all. So he just ended up looking like a clown and didn't go out there and do his job. But so, yeah, Dwight Howard needs to go. I'm cool with keeping, like, it matters. But I'm cool with Harris and what he brings. He needs to be, I think, become more aggressive. He needs to work on his shooting a little bit. I think Green is fine. I think Seth Curry kind of stepped up and did what he could. I think he's, this environment is motivating him. Maybe unlike he feels like he's out of the shadow of his brother now. I think he kind of found his identity here. And he was more comfortable and confident in his shot selection. So I like those pickups that we brought along with Doc. I think as far as what his core was, which is what was from the Brett Brown era, it needs to be broken up. So Embiid and Simmons, the dynamic duo is no longer, not that they ever were. And I think we need an actual point guard. We need a confident, I don't know if it's a veteran or a superstar, but we need a solid, if he plays them, but apparently Maxey has proven his worth, and I think a lot of teams are going to be after him. But we'll see. If we don't keep Maxey, we need a solid point guard who can make – we need a confident – not even a superstar. We need a balling-ass point guard, which we haven't had since Allen Iverson. And we need a solid three-point – well, we got Seth, so we go with that. But we need a good, solid – three type player who can play big he's old. We need a superstar. We need a superstar. Like Danny what? Green can come in for this person.
That's what
I don't know who this person is.
Thibel. You got to develop.
No,
Thibel.
Yeah. He's not. Again, all he's an off the bench player.
No, that's his role.
Listen, I don't want somebody to develop. So I need a right now guy, a guy who wants a chip while he's still young. And I'm not talking about trading Ben Simmons for no damn Kyle Lowry. I'll burn whatever Sixers get I have if we get Kyle Lowry. Okay. I'm talking about some real meat and potatoes. Look, Embiid, I'm with you, bro. We going to the finals, not the conference finals. We going to the – I need that kind of player, that kind of energy where we hear his name called, we be like, that's it.
Well,
we going to the chip.
Well, Keish,
don't – that's what we need. That's what we need. And I won't know who that guy is until I see who the free agents are and who's talking.
Right.
I know what's in my mind. I know what I would like to see. But I'm not going to say it just yet. People have to come back and watch another podcast. But that's what we need. Ben Simmons and Dwight Howard got to go.
Well,
I'll give Doc Rivers another shot. I mean, I won't expect much more. He may be able to get over his little hump if we get the right players. But for right now, I mean, we're used to losing. So what's another season?
They're not used to losing. That's the bad part of it is that the Sixers were 61-9 at home over the past 2 years, not even counting the bubble. 61-9, and Atlanta won a third of that this past 2 weeks, which is unheard of. So we know that
with no veteran players.
With no veteran players.
So we know that
the Sixers have something. It's not like this was the end and break it up. You know, the Sixers got something. What that something is they're going to need another superstar next to Joel Embiid. It's as simple as that. Whether it's Ben Simmons.
I will say he's finally matured.
Yeah, he's matured for sure. He's a father. I think that also helps. And the pain of losing that Kawhi shot took his heart. They killed him. And remember what happened last year in the bubble? They got swept without Ben Simmons. You know what I mean? So he obviously has some worth. So they need another superstar. So either it has to be Ben Simmons or it has to be somebody else. I don't know who. But that's what the Sixers need. You're not going to win. And I know Atlanta's on a little high. Atlanta's not winning no chip. So if there's a bunch of Atlanta fans out there, they're not winning enough. They cannot win a championship without a superstar. So
they're
too
small.
And well, because of the NBA, because of the rules, he can kind of get by. But we know it's going to be Milwaukee and either LA or Phoenix that's going to be in the finals. Well, we know it's going to be one of them three teams. And all those teams have superstars. Now, if Kawhi Leonard doesn't come back, I think the Clippers lose. I think that Phoenix gets there. Chris Paul is a superstar. He's been waiting for this his whole life. He is going to have
I mean,
it's his time.
I would like to see him win.
It's his time. It is his time.
So he can retire. He's holding on.
He don't look. Remember a few years ago, people were like, should the Sixers get Chris Paul? People were like, oh, hell no. We're not paying $40 million for that. They had a chance. They could have. They really could have. Yeah, so listen, they got to do something. This was a terrible, terrible loss. It hurt my feelings. It was on my birthday week. I had a great birthday week. Celebrated Juneteenth, real Independence Day, true Independence Day in America is Juneteenth. We celebrated Father's Day. Shout out to all those Black fathers, including your husband, Kyrie. Great example of a Black man, Black father representing, doing 100. Don't you say a bad, don't you be quiet, you be nice. Anyway. And the Sixers, they hurt, there you go. The Sixers hurt my heart, man. But that's okay. It's all right.
You see, I didn't even rub it in, Ori. I ain't text you or nothing.
I know.
I ain't text you. I ain't even. I did was wear this jersey.
Yeah, and see, that's how you do me. That's how you do me. You're going to get on this podcast and wear this jersey. You see how she is? Anyway, all right, take it home. Wrap us up, homie. Take us home.
Listen, everybody knows I'm always right. Had Ori listened to me, he would not once again be feeling this hurt in his heart. So all you good people out there, make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe. You know, leave us your feedback. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Because if it's trending, we're talking about it. And right now, what's trending is Ben Simmons got to go, and I'm full-heartedly agree. You know, thanks for watching. Keep on the lookout for some new and improved stuff. We're going to keep bringing y'all the heat, man. We appreciate your support, all five of y'all.
All right, y'all. Peace.